time has come to raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. And sing along, we going to
party, caramba, fiesta, forever.
Come on, come on and sing along right here.
All night long,
all night,
all night,
all night,
all night long,
all night, yeah.
All night long,
all night,
all night,
all night,
all night long,
all night. Wait a minute right here. Come on and sing along, we go to
party, line, fiesta, forever.
Come on and sing my song right here.
Listening to Smooth Sailing with Jackson Scanberg on 101.1 FM WJEB. This episode originally aired January 16th, 2021, and features our special guest, Liz Clues.
What, going on to the next person, liquid medication spat in your face. That's correct.
So, yes. I think it was ibuprofen, to be exact. I think it was in a syringe, and the kid's mom, the nurse, and I were all trying to wrestle this kid so we could get the medication in her mouth. And then both times we managed to get the medication in her mouth, she just spit it back at us. It was great.
What problem did this kid have, or are you not allowed to say?
Dude, I don't even remember.
How's the slightly obese man doing right now?
I think he's doing pretty good. I don't think he's in the hospital anymore. I think he went home.
And are you expecting to see him? Like, do you have to do any follow-ups on this man, or did he just...
I'm only a nursing student. I don't really do follow-ups in any of my clients.
Who does do the follow-ups then?
I mean, I'm assuming he would have to, like, go into his primary care physician after a couple weeks to just be like, hey, I'm okay, I'm alive. But other than that, I think he's just free to live his life now.
To the best that he can.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad. What do you think about the obesity epidemic in America?
Wild stuff. Yep. Wild stuff. I don't know how some people let it get as far as they do, but I know that sometimes it's medical reasons. But I also know that America is just very fat because we don't eat right and we just sit and don't do anything all day.
You know who's one person that I know is trying to get better, Liz?
Who?
Jeff Letai. Tony himself.
Tony himself? What is he doing to try to get better?
I don't know. He's trying to hit the gym from what I've heard. I had to talk to him once. If for the viewers that don't know, Jeff Letai, also known as Tony, is the food man, the big guy, the main branch manager at MSUE for the food services, and he's a type 2 diabetic, and I had to talk to him about it once, and he mentioned he's trying to get fit, trying to eat a little bit healthier, trying to stave off some of those calories. Did you know any of that?
I didn't, but exercise just doesn't happen. It doesn't exist in my world, which is, you know, America, which is an obesity epidemic.
If exercise doesn't exist, does the Kern Center exist, Liz?
The only time I really ever voluntarily go to the Kern Center is when I'm allowed to go to hockey games.
And why do you avoid that place like the plague?
Because if I'm going to work out, I'm not going to do it in front of other people. I refuse.
Oh, never mind. It looks like we had a caller trying to call in, but he seems to have accidentally muted himself instead. Oh, and I should mention this while we're on the air. If you want to call in, simply join the WJEB Radio 101.FM Discord to join the broadcast channel and call in to our broadcast to ask Liz or myself any questions. But speaking about food man, Mr. Tony himself, Liz, you're part of RHA, correct?
That is a true statement.
And what does RHA actually stand for?
It stands for the Residence Hall Association.
The Residence Hall Association? What halls do they monitor?
We did monitor RWJ, but that one's kind of being torn down to put up a new one that we'll be monitoring. And then we monitor Regents, which is connected to that. Three floors in the Grohman Tower building that I live in, only the floors that have honor students, and MLH, which is where you live.
About RWJ, would you say, since it got torn down, RHA necessarily failed, or if the building had been kept in better conditions, it would have never needed to be torn down?
It definitely wasn't an RHA thing. It's an old building. They're making it a lot nicer than what MLH even is right now. So I think either way they would have done renovations. They might have to do a lot more than they would have had to do if it was, like, upkept better, but...
I'm not sure. MLH is pretty spick and span right now. On my floor, our sinks only spew out black liquid once every month or so. I mean, that's pretty high quality for the area we're in.
Okay, but I lived in all of the dorm buildings, and I never had my sinks spewing out black liquid, ever.
Well, then you just got lucky, probably. I believe this is a very common occurrence. But I could be wrong.
No, it's, aside from this year, I don't think it's ever been brought up at an RHA meeting.
That's interesting. Has anything gotten particularly worse this year in the MLH building compared to previous years?
I have somebody who's lived in the MLH building for multiple years. It's been 2 years since I lived there. And the only big issue I ever had on my floor was we never had garbage bags.
In addition to RHA, you're also the president of Saga, correct?
Yes, I am.
What does Saga stand for? I legitimately have no idea.
I mean, whenever anyone ever asks me, I just say that it's the gays, but it's really the Sexuality and Gender Alliance.
Liz, can you verify that gays exist?
Can 100% verify that gay people do in fact exist.
Was this, when you realized that this is the truth, was it like a shocking occurrence to you?
Particularly.
Not particularly?
No, I mean, considering that I am the president of the gay club, it really was not that shocking.
But is it true that gays are a bit... oh, God, what am I doing? Is it... How do I best phrase this? Is it true that the Saga Club is a bit elusive this year, that they haven't been seen out for a reason that may begin with COVID?
Yeah, there's like a pandemic going on right now, and, you know, none of us really want to get the Rona that's going on. So we can't really do in-person meetings, and we try to like keep like anonymity of our members, because there's a lot of people who are a part of the LGBT community that aren't out but still want to be a part of Saga. So we don't do that many like events, because half of the people in our club wouldn't be able to like actually attend them, because then other people would see them. So we tend to keep a low profile anyways, but with the pandemic we really aren't doing anything at all, which is sad.
How long has the organization been around if it's just so compact and only gets really spread around by word of mouth?
I know there's been like a bunch of different versions of it through the years. I have no idea how many years like actual Saga has been a thing. But at the very least, it has been here for more than 4 years, because it existed before I was a freshman.
And has it always been like this since you were a freshman, where it's been kind of tight-knit?
Freshman, there were a few more people that showed up. There were more upperclassmen, I guess, that were there. And then they ended up all graduating, so they left. And we had a few people from my grade, and I'm a senior right now, so we had like a few people that stayed on for those years. And then each year we get like a couple new freshmen. But then we always pick a bad time for meetings, and there's always other stuff going on, whether it's free hour, which means every other club under the sun is having a meeting, or it's not free hour, which means everyone has class. So it's just a matter of a difficulty of finding a time that more people can show up.
I was also more so asking that if you can't really advertise that well during the year.
We just are really bad at advertisement in general. I'm not good at it. You know, maybe our new treasurer will have some ideas about that.
I hope I get to meet him someday. He might have some really great ideas.
Might he? Oh.
I don't know. If I was the treasurer, which, you know, I'm not, I may try to actually put up posters for the Times, and maybe if I was the treasurer, you could do a meeting where you could come in with no names, like complete anonymity. Is that the word?
Anonymity,
yes, that one. You know, I like making up words, Liz. Do you have any fun words that you've made up?
Probably. I can't think of any off the top of my head right now, but most definitely yes.
Would you agree with the following statement? The English language is hard.
Yes. I would also like to add on stupid to the end of that.
Why do you think it's stupid?
Because half the time words don't make sense by how they're pronounced. Like, you look at it and you're like, it should definitely be pronounced like this. And it is absolutely nowhere near that pronunciation.
I actually have a question about a certain word's pronunciation that I had from a viewer that's listening right now a few days ago. If you can answer it, go ahead, but it stumped me for a while. The word science, is the S silent or is the C silent?
Definitely the C.
I was thinking that as well, because if the S was science or silent, then it would be science, right?
S and the C just work really well together to make that sound. I don't know.
Or maybe it would be sense.
Awful. I like science. Science work.
Oh, an announcement. Someone has just joined. I wonder if they'll join the call. Anyways, we're going to move on to, or rather back to the discussion of hockey, MSOE's hockey team in particular. Do you know anyone on it?
I know a single person, because there's a single nurse on the team. And he's a senior, and I'm a senior, so I've known him since freshman year.
How much prep work does he do to get in shape?
They do workouts all year long with the team, whether hockey's like in session or not. I don't necessarily know how much he does, because he was injured for like the entire season last year. So, didn't
you know
he? I have no idea what you just said. I didn't hear any of it.
Do you know how he got injured at all?
I think it was during one of their, like, practices. I think he like pulled something in one of his legs and then he almost got better and then he went to practice too soon and he made it all worse.
That's unfortunate. Is the hockey team necessarily any good?
It depends on the day. Depends who they put on the ice. Depends on the year.
I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here, but can you explain the game of hockey?
Okay. You put a bunch of people on the ice. One of these people's going to, well, I'll explain it from one team's standpoint. One of these people is going to be the goalkeeper. So they get to just stand and make sure people don't score. And then you got a couple defense people who also help the goalkeeper in that aspect. And then you got the people who go forward and try to score goals. And you pass a little puck between people. You can use your hands in the fact that you can catch the puck in the air and drop it, but you cannot catch the puck and throw it to someone else. That isn't allowed. Oh, it's also a violent game. Love that.
What do you mean by violent?
There's a lot of hitting. There's a lot of fights happen. They get in trouble for those, but there's a lot of shoving people in the boards.
Do you think there should be more fighting in hockey?
100%. Half the time, the drunk fans only go for the fights. So.
How would you make the game more violent? Let's brainstorm some ideas.
You could take away some of the things that are penalties so that people would do them more often, but there's a reason they're penalties. I like the violence. I don't like when I see people actually get hurt.
I was more so talking about more fantastical ideas, like what if you replace the hockey puck with a loaded gun?
No, I don't like when I see people get hurt, and I think a loaded gun could hurt people.
You think playing hockey with a loaded gun would be a terrible idea?
Yes. I think it would be an awful idea.
You know what would be an even worse idea? If you replace the nets in hockey with nets constructed out of a series of razor blades strapped together.
Yeah, it would also be a bad idea, considering how often the goalies get shoved into their nets.
You know what would also be a bad idea? Take a guess. Take a guess what's in my mind right now.
I have no idea. Using, like, swords instead of hockey sticks. Bad idea.
Pretty close. I was just going to say playing without any clothes on the cold ice.
Yeah, bad idea. Bad idea, and you just have a whole team of hockey players saying, no homo, though, the whole game.
Because they're naked.
Yeah.
But what if you somehow got it to be both men and women on the field of hockey? Oh, I think we have
the
a
rink.
Yes, the rink. No, actually, that brings up a better point. What if, hear me out, you played hockey on a field instead?
So field hockey? It exists.
No, not like field hockey. Like, you took the rink and you extended it to the size of a football field. With
no comment?
And people being naked, of course.
No comments on that one.
Is there any... Oh, wait a second. Has there ever been an occurrence of anyone getting frostbite while playing hockey?
Probably not. There have been times where people's skates have come up and slit, like, people's throats. That's happened.
So, if that happens, then why can't they just play with loaded guns replacing the puck?
it's more likely to cause bad things. It's almost 100% likely to cause bad things. The skates are supposed to stay on the ice and not people's flesh. Guns just kind of not good idea. Not a good idea. Not for sports. Not for team sports. Okay. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a question coming in. Liz, what if you made the puck a landmine?
No, that would be 100% not good.
Well, only if you hit it from the wrong angle.
Okay, yes, but you want to blow up the whole team and all the spectators? No thanks.
It can just be a small IED.
No.
Just a little one.
No.
I think also it might be interesting to point out that hockey sticks are shaped like rifles.
That's a good point, Mr. Bilkey. Mr. Bilkey just said, what if... No, you know what? I just came up with a better idea, Liz. What if all the hockey players, get this, played hockey with rifles, right? The rifles were unloaded, but the puck was a box of ammunition.
So what are they trying to do? Race to the ammunition? Like, what is the point of this game now?
Now they have the choice whether they can try and pass the puck further on or try and pick up some ammo.
But, like, why do you need a loaded gun in a game of hockey? What are you aiming at? What are you shooting?
Well, if they don't have any good players, then your chance of winning is significantly higher.
Okay, but, and hear me out here, shooting people is illegal.
That is true, but so is assault, and boxing's a sport.
Yeah, in the game of hockey, you're encouraged to check other players where you shove them with your stick.
But, like, that's rarely lethal, whereas gunshots to, like, the heart or the head are pretty lethal.
All right, I have a proposal. We have the NHL now, but we split into two leagues, the NHL and the NRA.
I think that's perfectly fine, but, no, you know what? Baseball already does a similar thing with how they handle pitchers between the two divisions, so I see nothing wrong with Mr. Bilkey's call and proposal. Do you, Liz?
Okay. So, as long as we, like, keep, like, hockey, you guys can just make your own sport and, like, loosely associate it with hockey, but it's not actually hockey, and you can play with your rifles there.
Liz, I want to go back to something you said when I brought up playing the game naked. You said that they would have to be constantly saying no homo if they were playing naked hockey on the ice, correct?
I also, if I can butt in, you know, I think if they were constantly playing naked, we might have to revise the rules to allow high sticking.
Liz, are you there?
I'm gonna no comment on that one.
My comment or Mr. Bilkey's comment?
John Bilkey's comment.
Okay. I'm going to lead into, it looks like Mr. John Shields III, a figure I haven't ever seen before, wants to call in.
The FCC is listening.
Oh, Liz, the FCC's on to us.
What a shame. Somebody kick him from the call.
Please, no, I am an alien life form.
Ajit Pai is an alien. You've heard it here today first, folks. Anyways, Liz, ignoring the aliens, which we heard today and last time, and they keep intruding on my life for some reason, we're going to go on to the question I was trying to lead to. Liz, as president of Saga, or as you call it, the gays, what exactly defines a action as being quote-unquote homo?
Even so much that with the no homo thing, it's the, if you go back like 5 years, 5-10 years in the past, literally like any time any guy in high school would do anything near another guy, they would just, no homo though. So I feel like if you put a bunch of naked guys in a rink together, like, it would just be a mess of no homo. And to be like, and for the question, what would be considered homo? It's kind of like your own perspective. It's going to be different for everybody.
Are you aware of the film The Incredibles, Liz?
Yeah. Yeah,
I am.
You
know the line, when everyone is super, no one is?
Yeah.
How do you feel about this line from one of the callers that I just got? When everything is homo, nothing is.
I mean, yeah. I feel that.
So, is everything homo?
Because
you said anything done near another guy. So, is breathing homo?
You know, in the current economy and the current way people look at things, can't say that everything is homo, because there's too many people that are homophobic and would literally just like combust into flames if you tried to tell them that everything was homo.
In a way, doesn't that make everyone gay?
Tell that to all of the people who would combust into flames if told they were doing something that was homo.
Do you know any people that would combust into flames if told said things?
Yeah, I'm not going to name any names, but yeah.
Again, I want to remind our viewers that they are listening to Smooth Sailing on 101.1 FM. Liz, we will now go back to talking about RHA matters. So, you said that the new building is going to be much better than the old one they tore down. Can you tell me its name, the new one?
Tower, that's what they're calling it, yeah?
Veets?
Yeah, like how, like our soccer field is Veets Field, it's Veets Tower.
And who is Veets?
He was one of the presidents of MSOE, I think. I'm not good at history.
Liz, are you making the statement that our new tower is named after the parking garage?
Yeah,
yes.
That's a good question.
The new tower is named after the parking garage soccer field combo, 100%.
Okay, so...
Wait, Liz, is there going to be a sports field on top of the tower as well? That's my question.
Wishful thinking. It'd be a great idea to, you know, have a sports field 12 stories up.
Yeah, then
probably
we could play
not.
NRA hockey on top of it. Just set up a little rink.
I don't think guns are allowed on campus.
But I know Mr. Shields has a Nerf gun.
Many people have Nerf guns.
When everything's a gun, nothing is. Correct?
No. I don't think that one works very well.
Does Wisconsin have campus carry? Let's check right now. Jamie, can you pull that up? The answer is maybe, from what I'm looking at. Yeah, under circumstances you are at UW, at the University of Wisconsin schools.
Private school, and I'm pretty sure we don't allow firearms. Could be wrong, but I'm pretty certain.
Because we're a private institution.
And
MSUE does not, because we are a private institution.
I know for a fact that there's no fire alarm. Alarms? Wow. No, firearms allowed in the residence halls. And I feel like that would count for, like, on top of the residence halls as well.
Speaking of fire alarms, are you aware that a fire alarm went off yesterday?
Nope, never heard of it.
Well, apparently there was an incident involving one bag of popcorn on the 11th floor of MLH. I believe one of our viewers wants to talk about this or call in to explain the incident.
So, I caused the fire. Kroger's popcorn is an inferior product. Do not buy the movie theater butter. I left it in for 4 minutes, which I normally do, and apparently it was a little bit too long because it got rather smoky.
4 minutes? I only ever put microwave popcorn in for a minute and a half.
Well, you're supposed to put it in for four and then take it out when it's done popping. But the bag didn't, like, normally the popcorn bag opens by itself a little bit and the steam comes out. That's how the popcorn function on microwaves works. This bag did not open at all. It seems to me like Kroger is selling an inferior product and expecting consumers to take the punishment.
Is Kroger evil, Mr. Viewer?
The Kroger Corporation is evil. Do not spend a dime there if possible. But unfortunately, due to the proximity of a non-Kroger store to campus in which I live, I am forced to slave away and give all of my money to the Kroger Corporation for them to sell me such inferior goods.
That is most saddening. Do you have any preferable corporations that sell food and other merchandise?
Walt's Food Centers in the lovely south side of Chicago. The audience, the main market share is rather elderly, but I find their food I find the store quiet, and I find their food product satisfactory. I would recommend people shop there.
Are you an elderly person, caller?
Yes.
How old?
137.
Do you remember the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand?
Yes. That fucker deserved it.
He deserved it?
Yikes!
Yeah. Because, like, there's this dude, right? And he's like, he told the Serbian people, like, oh, yes, yes, I want to eat you. I want to absorb you into my country. And these Serbian people were like, nah, I don't like that. So they murdered somebody having a different belief. I feel like this should be a move taken more often.
That move started a world war.
Yeah. Austria and Hungary were and will always be better together.
Liz, do you know anyone else that is, quote, better together off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, no, because all I'm thinking about right now is the fact our viewer just said that that whole war was, like, a great thing.
Well, it's in essence, it is called the Great War. I mean...
Fair.
course it's gray. Why else would they call it that?
No, reasons.
I think we need to make war great again.
No.
If we had the second Great War, would it be called World War III or the Great War II, Liz?
It depends. If it was a world war, it would be World War III. If it was not a world war, I guess it would just be the Great War II.
Well, I'm of the mind that technically we're on, like, the fifth world war, if the next one that would be to break out. I mean, who's to say the Napoleonic Wars were not a world war?
I said once today that I suck at history, and I will stand by that statement.
Well, you heard it first, folks. Liz is terrible at history.
This is a fact.
Liz, as ruler of the gays, do you have any fond memories?
In which context?
In context as ruler.
I mean, I like our club gatherings. Those are fond memories. Especially our small little tight-knit group that we have. We talk once a week. It's great. Currently, for the past 4 years, we have had people in power in this country that aren't too fond of the gays, so that puts a damper on fond memories. However, I mean, the past government was all about giving us our rights, so that's some good shit right there.
I just want to take a moment to remember the close-knit group that we have. Okay, can you picture them, Liz?
Yeah.
Do you think that the combined mass of everyone in our tight-knit group is still less than the 750-pound patient that you had to observe at clinical? If you put all of us combined.
So, some of us are pretty tiny.
Oh, I'm quite aware.
So, yeah, I think we would be less than that my poor patient from a while ago.
Did he ever get the help he needed?
Assume so, because, like, the next time I went into clinical, he was gone.
Does
and by gone, I do not mean dead. He just left. He went home.
Are you sure about that? Is it possible that they could have given you, like, Fido went to the zoo?
No, the only way he would have went to the zoo was if he needed a CT scan. He did not go to the zoo.
Were they actually planning to CT scan him at the zoo?
They had reasonable cause to believe he had some type of head injury. Yes, they would have taken him to the zoo for a CT.
Did they have reasonable cause?
They did not, because he said when he fell, he did not fall on his head. So they said, okay, guess we'll just do a lot of neuro exams just to make sure he's okay.
But if he fell on his head, how could they be sure that he wasn't out of his mind?
They're taking a risk, a calculated choice.
But couldn't they have just avoided the choice or the risk at all by just getting the test done anyways?
It would have been very expensive.
And do you think you would have taken it kindly that they said, yeah, we're going to have to send you to the zoo for this scan?
I don't think anybody would.
How do you even tell someone that they need to go to the zoo to take a CC scan?
Very carefully, very elegantly, with lots of compassion. Or you just rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Which one would you prefer? Just going, yo, go to the zoo. You need to be scanned.
It depends how much interaction you had had with the client previously. If you got a good relationship going, maybe you could get away with just saying, hey, you're not going to fit in our machine, so we're going to take a trip to the zoo so you can use the elephant's CT machine. But, like, if you don't know the patient well and you're likely to offend the patient, I would try to do it as nicely as possible.
Speaking of the zoo, what is your favorite zoo that you have ever been to, if you've ever gone to a zoo?
Manakwa Zoo.
What?
The Manakwa Zoo, the zoo in Manakwa, Wisconsin.
I'm not familiar with it.
It's like four and a half hours north of here.
I've been to the one near Brookfield. That's kind of odd because there's a Brookfield Zoo in Illinois, and then there's the one that is west of Milwaukee near a principality called Brookfield. Have you ever been to that one? The Milwaukee County Zoo, I think is what
I have been to that one a couple of times. One time I went on a field trip in high school, and the polar bear was being really cute, doing like tricks in the water. I got a video of it.
What was this polar bear doing?
He was doing, like, flips against the glass. He was putting on a show.
Do you think he was vibing?
He was most definitely vibing.
We have a statement from one of our viewers that polar bears are becoming more aggressive towards humans. Do you know anything about this?
I would counter that statement and say humans are becoming more aggressive towards humans, so why wouldn't polar bears?
Would you agree with this statement, Liz? When everyone's becoming more aggressive towards humans, no one is.
I would not agree to that. Well, no.
Why not?
Because everyone's still becoming more aggressive. So it would just be like a continuous cycle of more aggression.
Well, no, because then the standard's just the same.
And I hate my philosophy class for this reason. Philosophical debate.
Like we're going to have to go on break.
Well, it feels so good when you're starting out. Just having fun, you're making it up. And you know a few things, it'll feel alright. But you got a few more you've been dying to try. Well, it's gonna keep it.
if you want to keep that love alive. And we're trying something new tonight.
Best country songs are love songs, and I ship you with this next one. I'm John Shields III, and you're listening to 101.5 FM WJEB.
Unfortunately, we will not be getting to that next song as our break is over. That was John Shields III delivering a buffer statement. Liz, are you here?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the hockey game up on my other computer.
Want to take bets on who's going to win that game?
I would hope that it's MSOE. They won yesterday's game.
By how much?
1 point.
It appears that the game has just been posted on General if you want to watch along. Liz, as we get to about the halfway point in our podcast, we're going to segue into a segment I like to call Supernaturalism. In this segment, I'm going to ask you a series of questions about the supernatural and what you believe in it.
Okay. I've heard of this segment. Someone was telling me about it the other day.
Yeah, and as we know, it may be our mutual friend, the treasurer of Saga, who I've heard about and I think I've met before, but I'm not too sure. But in this segment, we are going to discuss supernatural phenomenon. And specifically, I would like to go back to earlier in this own talk show when an alien tuned in. Liz, what are your thoughts of aliens? Do they exist? And where are they now?
They must exist. If one tuned in to this podcast, and I would assume that he's driving the ship right about now.
In fact, last week we established that. Oh, that seems like you're incorrect, Liz. How unfortunate. However, we did talk last week, and we talked about the type of spaceship that this alien might have driven. We believe it to be of the brand Chevy and to be named after a location in California. That's what we got out of it.
Resembles a minivan?
No. That was his previous ship from what we understand.
No. He has two separate vehicles. He has a work vehicle, and this alien also has a personal vehicle, and his personal vehicle resembles a minivan.
You says he has a quote-unquote work vehicle.
Yep.
Do aliens have jobs?
Yeah, this alien shuttles people around. They just don't know he's an alien.
What other types of professions do aliens typically have?
I think I heard of one that's trying to go into like some type of engineering or something. You know, they're among us. They're doing everything.
They're among us?
Yeah. Aliens are among us.
Well, how do you know that one is an alien?
Oh, you don't. That's the best part. They're just here.
I heard last week that if you ask them, they may tell you that they are an alien.
But then, like, a normal human could also say, yeah, I'm an alien. And then it depends on, like, what you term an alien to be. So, yeah.
What do you mean, term an alien to be?
Like, there's some people who would call people from other countries that are, like, in America illegally, they could call them illegal aliens, but they're still humans.
Well,
they're not from another world, but we, for whatever reason, call them aliens.
So you're telling me that if an otherworldly being illegally immigrated to America, they wouldn't be an illegal immigrant? I mean, alien?
Be an illegal alien, but we would just never know because we'd have no way to prove they were an alien unless they had some form of definitive proof to show us.
Would they be called illegal alien aliens or just illegal aliens?
I would go so far as to say illegal immigrant aliens from outer space.
How would you handle the illegal immigrant alien problem in the United States, presuming it exists?
Well, I would just make them take that, like, god-awful test that we make people take to become U.S. citizens, and then we'd be all okay.
But what if they already have citizenship?
Huh?
What if...
Then they're no longer illegal. They're just aliens.
No. But what if they forge their citizenship? What if they replace people?
You know, if they're trying that hard to be here, why not just let them?
So you think good effort makes it okay for people to for aliens to illegally immigrate and become illegal immigrant aliens in the United States?
Yeah, I mean, like, they're presumably only taking, like, over that one person's life. Like, they're not going on and, like, doing things like genocides like humans do. So, like, why not let them stay?
What if Hitler was an alien?
No. Not possible.
Why not?
Because I just can't believe that aliens would be as shitty as humans are.
I mean, they did build the pyramids.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of want to talk about pyramids and the correlation between ancient Egypt and Tennessee, if you would let me.
For it. I won't have much to input, but go for it.
If you didn't know, Memphis was or is a city in... And Memphis, Tennessee is where a vast pyramid is built. Now, obviously, the pyramids were also built in Egypt as well. Do you think there's any correlation between Memphis, Tennessee and ancient Egypt?
Possibly. There could be. Or it could just be a great coincidence.
But I think, personally, I don't know if you find this also to be true, I believe that there may be a subtle hint that a large population of illegal alien immigrants may be in Memphis, Tennessee.
If there are a bunch of them there, you know what? I'm nowhere near there, so they can live their best life. I'm assuming, like they're not out here committing acts of genocide, so why do I care if they're here?
That we know of. Liz, do you believe in ghosts? This was something also that got brought up last week.
I would like to believe in ghosts. I don't see why I shouldn't believe in ghosts.
More so, do you believe this very campus is haunted, as so many people seem to claim?
Don't think I've experienced anything that would suggest that. And I didn't even realize that people were saying that until somebody told me that like 2 days ago. But I think it'd be pretty cool if this campus was haunted.
A viewer just asked a question, but I'm going to skip over it, Liz, if you want to read it yourself or acknowledge it yourself.
Move on. Past that. Oh, maybe this
maybe the alien dream is haunted. Alien, do you believe that there's a racism field?
I think the aliens just become a ghost.
That's unfortunate.
And that's all the confirmation I need. Ghosts do exist, and aliens become them.
Speaking of fields, or this question does pose a good point, though. Do you believe that in addition to gravitational, magnetic, and electric fields, that discriminatory fields also exist, or discrimination fields?
Not in a physical sense, but in like a people are awful and have made them exist since? Yes.
Can humans then make fields based on their conceptual knowledge, or rather, what they manifest in their mind?
Yes. Not necessarily like physical fields, but yes.
Do you believe humans created God then, Liz?
I mean, in my mind, somebody had to write the book. Would have been a human.
Speaking of this metaphor, I must go to one of the age-old questions, and hopefully you have an answer for me. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Probably the chicken, because it just evolved from something else and then laid an egg and then another chicken came.
But if the chicken was born from an egg, then the egg surely had to come first.
How do we know how that first chicken was born?
Maybe it was an alien creation.
And maybe humans just manifested it to be. Who knows?
Do you believe aliens are naturally good?
Because they haven't killed us all yet.
What if they have a purpose to keep us alive, though?
They have a purpose to keep us alive. It's keeping us alive. So
what if we're in a matrix scenario where they're using us to act as combustion engines to fuel their own projects?
Them for figuring it out. You know, who knows? Maybe this is just a whole ass Sims 4 game and somebody's just making us do everything.
Why not Sims 3, Liz? Why can't this be The Sims 3?
Well, I never played The Sims 3. Sorry.
They had better camera movement, I'll tell you that.
I believe it. The camera sucks in Sims 4.
Oh, it looks like a viewer is typing a question.
Okay there, Bill, my ears.
Liz, do you believe in the, quote, phantom soy mind control theory?
I don't believe I've had the privilege of ever hearing about this theory before.
I believe, if I'm getting it correctly, that soy, when you consume a soy product, it contributes to a mass field, and that field is being controlled by higher entities.
Yeah, probably, maybe not. I mean, oh, there are a lot of things being sent into this chat now.
Plants, soy is programming to eat us, as determined by plants being known to communicate in fungal neural networks. That's proven. Do you agree?
Sure, why not? You know what? The soy is going to come for us.
Do you believe soy to be naturally evil?
No, survival of the fittest, my dude.
I don't quite understand what you're implying.
I mean, if the soy overruns us, the soy overruns us. We have every, like, available, like, thing to just destroy soy. But if it destroys us first, oh well.
But if what you're really saying that you believe in, then why hasn't there been any soccer meetups? Survival of the fittest. Do you believe in herd immunity?
A nursing student who has learned about herd immunity, yes.
Do you believe it is the route that we should take?
Yeah. In the sense that using the vaccine to create herd immunity.
Do you believe that there's any microchips in the vaccine, Liz?
Oh, I just, like, who the fuck has time to... Who has time for that? Like, who has time to sit and watch the billions of people they inject this vaccine into? Nobody.
Not even as a safety precaution?
I mean, what are they doing with this microchip? Like, ooh, you're gonna watch the fact that I never leave my apartment. Spooky.
I think it's more that it's for record's sake. Like, if you ever try to oppose the higher authority, then they have everything they need to know on you.
Be sneaky about it if I ever decide to oppose the higher authority.
Well, you can't be sneaky if you're microchipped.
Well, I haven't gotten the vaccine yet, so I'm not microchipped.
Are you planning on getting the vaccine?
Considering I'm going to be a nurse in under a year, yeah, probably.
Would you recommend getting the vaccine?
Yeah, I most likely.
Even if there's microchips in it, would you still recommend getting the vaccine?
I mean, that's beside the point, because I'm, like, almost certain that there aren't.
But if there were, we're talking in the hypothetical right now.
Okay, if there were, as long as you're not planning to stage a coup on the, like, government, go for, like, get the vaccine. What if you're not doing anything wrong, why does it matter if they're doing record keeping on you?
What would cause you to want to throw a coup on the government? I know some of mine are no air conditioning, a lack of peace.
Well, I mean, we already watched some people try to overthrow the government because they were mad at an election. It doesn't take much, but assuming that people aren't, like, actually actively trying to do really shitty stuff, like...
But who defines wrong? One of our viewers does a lot of wrong things. And he doesn't want to be taxed for it.
Well, don't get the vaccine, I guess. You can die of the Rona. It's fine.
Or he might survive.
Yeah, or you can survive the Rona and help with herd immunity because you had the Rona and now you're immune.
For 3 months, apparently. Or is that fake? You're a nurse.
I have no idea. I don't understand how that works.
Do you blame China for the virus at all?
China as a whole, no. The lab that it came out of, yeah.
Do you know anything about foreign policy, Liz?
No.
Nothing.
Pretty much zilch. It's about par with my history knowledge.
Okay, then we'll just move on from that. From China, that is. And we'll go back to talking about ghosts. Have you ever seen the show Ghost Adventures, Liz?
Think so.
You haven't?
I've seen a lot of shows.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of shows about ghosts.
Do you believe... Okay, then, just in general, do you believe any show where people hunt for ghosts is a scam?
Oh, 100%. At least some of them have to be a scam.
What if you found out one was completely, completely real? Would you feel more scared of the world?
No.
Not at all.
If I already choose to believe that ghosts are real, having people, like, have evidence of ghosts isn't really going to affect me much.
Do you feel like ghosts could invade your privacy, though?
I mean, like, if they wanted to, but, like, what are they going to do with that privacy they've invaded? If they're not going to, like, attack me, oh well, I guess I'm cool.
Well, they could bring it up to you if you become a ghost. It's like gaining enough blackmail so that when you become a ghost, they can then throw it at you.
Great material for great friendships.
But wouldn't it just be a lot easier to begin implementing ghost privacy laws?
No. They had their time where they had to deal with that, and now they're dead, and they can be free from that.
Liz, how do you feel about the current government being able to view everything about you, essentially, having very little privacy?
Not a fan of that. The current government, not a fan of that at all.
So, and I didn't want to just phrase it as this, because I don't know if you would know what I'm talking about. You do not believe the Patriot Act was a good thing overall?
I mean, I just don't like the current government, the current right now in office government, and that is where I will sit on that.
But it's always been bad, even longer than that.
You're right. Some things that suck are potentially needed and will still suck, but still be helpful for whatever reason that they're helpful.
Like lifts, as we discussed earlier.
Yeah. Like vaccines, they sucked. It sucks to get them, but like, I'd rather, when I'm like 65, get a shot for pneumonia than get pneumonia and die.
Do you believe that the constant use of vaccines by humans may lead to some sort of super virus, essentially?
I mean, antibiotics have already done that.
Do you think we'll ever hit a breaking point, though, where they're just too strong?
Did you see the pandemic over the past year?
Yes, but we surpassed that now, supposedly.
Did we? Did we?
Did we?
Check back in like 2 years and then tell me if we've made it through this pandemic.
Okay, we are now going to skip 2 years in time. Liz, tell me, did we probably make it through this?
Probably, yes.
Do you have a percentage with that? Like a percentage that it actually happens?
That we got through Corona time? Like 90%? Like, and in that 10% isn't just we all died from coronavirus, like that also encompasses like something else just happening and killing us all. So keep that in mind. Do with that what you will.
Do you have any substantial knowledge of film, Liz?
Not really, but I can tell you that MSOE's on a power play right now.
What do you mean?
For the hockey team, one of the guys on the other team did a no-no, and he's in the I Was a Bad Boy box.
Do you think in the NRA version of hockey that the quote-unquote bad boy box should be made out of fire?
At that point, I feel like you're not even going to need a bad boy box because I feel like people are just going to end up shot.
Well, maybe there's a chance that...
And then if they don't, they can just go into like a box where no sound can escape from the box. And in the box, they just have to sit there and listen to Baby by Justin Bieber on repeat.
Baby's not a terrible song, is
okay,
it?
Okay, well, find a song that nobody likes and put it there. Like, make them listen to the Gummy Bear song. I don't know.
Do you have a problem with the Gummy Bear song, Liz?
I had it on my iPod for years, but you can't say that it's not quite annoying after, like, two plays. Imagine sitting there and listening to it for 5 minutes.
Five, that's pretty short for a time in the penalty box. In the NRA version of hockey, we could just extend that time from a mere 5 minutes to perhaps several years.
Not years, but we could just decide to keep them there for the rest of the game.
I hate to put it, but I think it really should be the rest of their lives.
Okay, we can make them listen to the Gummy Bear song for the rest of their lives.
They assault someone in the game, they get put in jail in real life.
You do realize, with the rules you are making for this game, very few people are going to want to actually play it.
No. People will still want to play it. It'll just be substantially safer and probably safer than the other versions of the game. So if there's a penalty system, then what are the chances they actually grab the ammo instead of playing the game and passing the box?
Okay. Good point. But I don't know the rules of this game, so I guess I can't really say if there are any other penalties.
Well,
if the gun, is loaded and they just stop to put ammo in their gun, all right, so the opponent has a loaded gun, they have to stop and load theirs. That puts them at a huge risk.
That's
also true.
Also, the game starts out with no one having a loaded gun, and you need to get the ammo, and the ammo is also the puck now, correct? That's the game.
And so, like, you can score a goal with the ammo, or you can take the ammo, load your gun, and just decide to shoot people and then go to the penalty box for life?
Yes.
Okay.
That would probably make the game significantly less violent than regular hockey, where there is no punishment for violence. If you have to think about assaulting someone,
oh, shoot,
or committing manslaughter.
I think we're losing. I think they'd, yeah. MSOE is currently down a point.
Has anyone died?
No. Well, I mean, I haven't been paying very strong attention, but I would assume if someone had died, they would have stopped the game.
I killed them all.
Oh my god, someone shut this ghost up.
Alien ghost. Just correct me.
Yeah, alien ghost.
Kill them all, kill them all!
Oh. Alien ghost is gone. So, continuing on, where were we? Something about alien killing everyone on the hockey field?
We were talking about ghosts, and then we were talking about your rifle hockey. And then we were talking about how MSOE is currently losing.
Losing in what?
The hockey game.
Is MSOE losing in any other department?
Mental stability of their students.
Doesn't MSOE offer mental health to the students?
Yes. Yes, they do. Does that mean Does that mean everyone takes them up on it? No. And do they have enough resources to help everybody? No.
Have you ever read the Urban Dictionary of the Milwaukee School of Engineering, Liz?
I have. I don't remember what it says, but two people just got put into the I was a bad boy boxes.
From our team?
One from each team.
They should have their mental health looked at.
Probably. Although they probably get a lot of their pent-up aggression out while they play hockey. Good stress relief.
What's the most angry you've ever been in your time at this university?
A couple days ago, people decided they were going to start calling me Betty Clues. That wasn't fun.
Betty Clues?
Yeah, no, I refuse that. Oh, but other than that, maybe it was actually the time when I'm sitting, I'm taking a test, I'm taking my sweet time on this test. It's a Scantron test, so I have to go from, like, my test booklet to the Scantron. The person next to me is three pages ahead of me on the test booklet, and I go and I move my head to fill out my Scantron, and my teacher comes up to me, and she's like, you know, it really looks like you're cheating when you're doing that. And I'm like, cheating on what? This girl is four pages ahead of me. How am I supposed to cheat off of that? Impossible.
Is this, like, a common occurrence for that teacher? Like, were they just, are they known for not being the kindest?
Okay. Yes, but not in that sense.
In what sense?
Oh, she's incredibly racist, but she just, like, I don't think she realizes that she is.
How old is she?
Pretty old. I think she's like in her 70s, maybe. Late 60s.
Why isn't she retired?
They have been trying to get rid of her for years, and it just doesn't work. She's been saying, she has said every year since I've been here that, like, this year is going to be my last year, next year is going to be my last year, and she's just never left.
So she's a dread lich upon this university, something that's undying and will never go away.
That sounds about right. Or if she does ever die and go away, she's going to end up dying in this school.
And then haunt it because ghosts exist.
Exactly. So that anytime anyone looks over to fill in their Scantron, she can just like whisper in their ear, "Really looks like you were cheating when you did that."
Can you imagine what it would be like to have a ghost as an instructor?
All you have to do is read the Harry Potter books and you can get a pretty good picture of it.
Do you believe Harry Potter was historical fiction?
Dude, I wish it was.
Why do you wish it was?
Because that would be so cool. Although, I'd be really fucking pissed if it was, because that would mean that I wasn't cool enough to be magical. And then I didn't get invited to Hogwarts. And that would just be sad. So, yeah, if it is real, please nobody tell me that, because I would just get sad.
Liz, there's an image in general of New York City, February 2020, before the shutdown.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that image?
I feel like it's really trying to convey a message. I just can't exactly tell what this message is. It almost makes me a little uncomfortable.
Liz, I have a question for you.
What's your question?
Actually, it's from a viewer. Actually, no, this actually brings up a good idea to my mind. If Harry Potter is set somewhere aside from the real world, right? Inside or right next to the events of humans. Why didn't Harry Potter just shoot anyone?
You know, no one ever claimed that Harry was, like, the smartest person. Like, they could have made their lives a lot easier if somebody would have just, like, decided to shoot Tom Riddle and end it all there and whatever. But that also would have killed the plot of the story. And on the topic of nuclear weapons, yes. That I do agree that nuclear weapons could decimate the wizarding population. However, if the magical world was real and I was a part of it, that would make me a muggle-born. So, like, I would have better math and writing skills, and, like, I would be smart, and I would understand, like, normal person technology. So hopefully I would be smart, and hopefully we could get them, we could knock some sense into the older generation and be like, hey, listen, I get it. We have magic. We have wands. We can do these spells. But those people out there have bombs that will keep killing us after they go off. So, you know, fix it.
If you were Voldemort, I'm going to give my scenario on how you kill Harry Potter. I want you to figure out how you would do it yourself. okay? This is start of the last book, okay? I'm Voldemort. I walk up to the Parliament building. I take over Parliament because I'm a wizard and they are not. I gain control on the UK's nuclear weapons, and then I nuke Hogwarts.
Okay. You know, if I were Voldemort, I would have just ended it a lot easier and, like, manually killed baby Harry, like, throw him out a window, smother him with a pillow. Like, why did you need to shoot a spell at him?
Pop a cap in him.
Like, there would have been, I guess, I mean, technically the spell is foolproof, but, like, so is just flat out, like,
shaking him really hard.
Like, as much as I don't want to think of it, there are a lot of ways to kill a baby that would work just as well as that spell, but the spell didn't even work well, so better than the spell.
This is so awful. But how,
oh, there's a fight in the hockey game! They're fighting! Punches are being thrown!
You heard it here, folks. Fists are being thrown in the hockey game. Anyone dead?
No, the refs broke it up.
That's unfortunate.
The fight was because the other team got too close to our goalie, and then our defense people got mad at them.
Chaos!
Oh, we're losing by 2 points now. And 2 people just got sent to the I'm a bad boy box.
Unfortunately, they won't be there for very long.
No, they'll be there for 2 minutes.
Where were we at? Oh, we were talking about how we would kill Harry Potter.
Not my favorite topic. Not killing Harry Potter, but Harry Potter in general. The Wizarding World.
If you... Would you read an alternate book series in which Voldemort, before he tried to kill Harry the first time, picked him up and violently shook him, causing permanent brain damage to Harry?
Oh.
Would you read a Harry Potter series where Harry Potter was mentally handicapped?
I mean, I have nothing against mentally handicapped people, so, like, if there was a good plot to the story, yeah.
Just invent a spell to do it for you. Handicapium. Do you know... Okay. What are your thoughts on J.K. Rowling right now?
Oh, no. She's awful, but her books are great and were a part of my life before I knew she was so awful. So now I just, like, take her out of the picture and pretend she doesn't exist, and it's all fine.
Do you think it's okay to separate the art from the artist?
I mean, I don't have a choice. So, yes. Oh, hey, we got a goal. I don't know when that happened, but we did it. God, somebody stop this ghost alien.
No.
I got you.
I feel like I'm in a bad round of phasmophobia, and the ghost is just yelling at us. It's going over the spirit box just saying, kill. And I just looked at the book, and it's still in my hands, and I never put it down, and it just says, leave or die. That's what I'm getting from this ghost right now. Hostility.
I am a hostile ghost.
We've been through that. I just said that.
Very, very hostile.
A ripoff of the great game Among Us.
Is what a ripoff of Among Us?
Phasmophobia.
No.
would you say Among Us is a ripoff of the game Town of Salem?
100% yes. They're very similar, but also different. Because in Town of Salem, you can't, like, walk around and stuff. And you can't, like, physically watch somebody die in front of you. But they're the same type of game.
But would you say that Town of Salem is a ripoff of the game Mafia?
Oh, yes. Or the game Werewolf. I don't know which one came first, but...
It's Mafia.
But yeah, no, most definitely. However, Town of Salem is a computer game, and Mafia was typically a card game. So, like, they just modernized it and added more roles.
Well, not if you put Mafia into a table simulator, like Tabletop Simulator.
You could just say Town of Salem is Mafia, but with more roles.
Practically, yes.
Considering they have Mafia in it.
Liz, have you ever played Secret Hitler?
I have not played Secret Hitler. I have watched people play Secret Hitler online. If I had the chance to play it, I would play it, but I just like social deduction games in general.
I have a physical copy of it. It usually devolves into a not-so-magical time.
If only you weren't in a pandemic, I would force you and, like, five other people to play this game.
Liz, there was once a time where after I got finished playing a round, I had to pack up and leave the room where I was playing it. This was at my high school. And I walk out and I leave the room unsupervised. And I later hear that someone started drawing swastikas on monitors with a dry erase marker. And we got in some trouble because of it. I don't know why I just went on that asymptote.
I mean, yeah, that's on them being a shitty person. Yeah, don't do that. Or if you're going to go to a protest or a riot, maybe don't wear a shirt that says 6 million wasn't enough. That's also not cool.
Liz, how are you? Are you prepping? And if you are, how are you prepping for the 20th of this month?
I'm too busy to prep for the inauguration of a president. Although, if shit goes down, I will be watching it. Instead of doing what I'm supposed to be doing for school. Wait, what day of the week is the 20th?
Today is the 16th. It's a Saturday. It will be Wednesday.
Oh, well, never mind. I can't prep for anything. I'll be in clinical all day.
Hopefully clinical doesn't get busy because of the inauguration.
I'm on like a GI unit. So I should be okay.
Looking at general chat, someone just posted a auction for Big Dave. Are you familiar with Big Dave, Liz?
I'm not.
Are you familiar with the SpongeBob movie?
Yeah.
In the movie, David Hasselhoff appears.
Yeah.
To save SpongeBob.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Known as Big Dave. Is for auction. I know MSUE takes great pride in their RHA float competition.
Yeah.
How would you best incorporate Big Dave into the MSUE float for St. Patrick's Day?
I probably myself would not, but I'm sure that John Shields would come up with something.
But if you had to, like if you were forced to use Big Dave in your decorations, how would you use Big Dave?
Well, I guess we'll just have to paint him green and put a shamrock on him.
I can just imagine how bad that would be, because then you would be able to green screen things onto Big Dave.
This is a cursed image. Don't do that.
We will build a shrine to Big Dave on this float. He will levitate. He will kill everyone in the parade.
No.
I think
no, we will not.
Admin abuse, Mr. Alien.
Viewer, can you please ask that question again?
I think killing people is admin abuse. Why do we tolerate such lethal aliens in the WJEB lineup?
Well,
trying to say to kick him from the chat all day. He's sus. Let's get rid of him. He's the imposter. Oh.
I love doing that.
Oh no, the imposter's back.
Liz,
huh?
I can't believe you really thought all aliens were inherently good.
Okay, well, ghost aliens clearly are not. However, I do have an update. The game is tied. There are 48.5 seconds left in the first period. I saw the shot. It was a beautiful shot. It was great. I don't know who took it, but it was a good shot.
And how would one watch this game?
Somebody put a link in the general chat earlier. Otherwise, I just typically search MSOE hockey schedule, and then you can click on the little watch button next to the game.
We're going to take the final few questions, Liz, if anyone wants to talk up. But the first one is, do you think goblins are real?
No reason to think they're not. So, I mean, they could be.
What would a goblin look like?
I would like to believe they'd be at least under 3 feet tall. They could be really tiny, but I'll say at least under 3 feet tall. All I can think of is the goblins from Harry Potter, so, like, I'm not the best person to ask this question.
Liz?
They would just look like goblins.
Another question for the both of us. Are our diapers full? My diaper is not full. How about you, Liz?
I'm not currently wearing a diaper. So, yeah, no. It's not full because it's not here. It doesn't exist.
Liz, what do you think about the film The Incredibles? We've referenced it quite a few times today.
I'm a fan. I think it'd be pretty cool to have those powers, but then there's also the whole point that if everyone had powers, if everyone was super, then nobody would be. So I guess I'll just have their powers, nobody else.
What do you think about its stance on pro-suicide?
Maybe not. That's a sensitive topic in my life right now. Maybe not. No suicide, please. Get some help.
Viewer, I use 2 diapers each week. Oh, wait, no. Each week? 7. 7 diapers.
A day?
No, not a day, in a given week.
Yeah, but okay. You just don't use them daily, but 7 in a week?
7 in a week, 1 each day.
Okay, so you do use one daily.
Yes. Do you know what pro-suicide scene I'm talking about, Liz?
I do.
Where the famous line, "I saved your life," and then he responds, "You ruined my death," occurs. And then Mr. Incredible is given a lawsuit.
You're sued for stopping someone from killing themselves. Love it. Love to see it. I really hate that. Please don't kill yourself. Please, PSA, if you feel like killing yourself, talk to somebody. Get some help.
There's a suicide national hotline for anyone that didn't know.
Had personal experience of somebody telling me that they were thinking those things, so I just made sure to tell somebody who's a mandatory reporter just so I could make sure that person was okay. So, you know, tell a mandatory reporter and then get some help, please.
What is a mandatory reporter, Liz?
Mandatory reporter is somebody who, if they hear something that sounds like suicidal things or the like, they have to report it to authorities. So I told the school counseling service. I'm pretty sure all the teachers are mandatory reporters as well.
It looks like we're almost out of time, Liz. How's the hockey game going right now?
There's just some lady on my screen because they're in an intermission.
Well, it's been a good, smooth sailing night. During this talk period, I have had one call. This entire
call, that's
night.
All.
One call.
Oh my god. Somebody kick him again.
He can't say anything if this stream doesn't go on. So with that, I think we're going to play out with our ending theme. Again, you have been listening to Smooth Sailing on WJEB 101.1 FM. Milwaukee's finest country radio. I am Jackson Scamberg. My interviewee has been Liz Clues. And this has been the talk show of January 16th, 2021. Good night.
Never again. Yes, you've been.